let's see, I started out, the first job I had was in 1973, I think it was, when this school just reopened again. Jenny Travers was the teacher, and I was her teacher's aide. And then I've done stints as dishwasher, pizza delivery. I've planted trees, I've thinned trees, I've built trails, I've maintained trails, I've fought fires, photographer, and most recently, writing, research, history, archaeology. And somehow, it just keeps moving. I'm not rolling in the dough, but as soon as I hit midair, there's another limb out there. Usually, there's something to be said for momentum. I like to keep busy. I do not like slack, and I think that may be because I put in countless hours at that when I first got here. And
slack.
Yeah, I've had it. Early retirement, if you will.
Right.
And now, and I'm thrilled to be able to use my mind this late in the game. Mm-hmm. I'll take it. This is working out very well.
How did you get into history and research? Social worker doesn't necessarily translate into that.
Well, I had a degree in anthropology. Everybody who had a useless degree in San Francisco wound up being a social worker, as far as I could tell. We had all kinds, you know, English majors, and philosophy, et cetera. And the Forest Service was just implementing NEPA, National Environmental Policy Act. And that meant they were going to start doing archaeology. They were hard-pressed to find people with any kind of background in it. So in 1975, I went to work as an archaeologist with Forest Service. And most of the background in archaeology at that time was what they call prehistory, the Aboriginal people. But the truth of the matter is, most of the resources we have out here are historic, from former logging operations, mines, etc. So we were in on the ground floor and we were kind of inventing it. And over time, I've gotten to be pretty knowledgeable, and right now I work as a consultant. It's really great to have the combination of the research, which anybody can do, and being on the ground a lot and seeing the manifestation of that, looking at these pile of tailings and being able to put it together and pull in some background from historic record to be able to corroborate what you're doing. So it's been a learning curve and still is. So it's really a cultural landscape. Everywhere you look, things have been shaped by decisions made by humans, from the tree stands we have here now to, the diggings, et cetera, the way the creeks look and the rivers, how they're all choked up with gravel. So everything has a story behind it. It's fascinating.